Brendan, welcome to the studios of Highland.
Thank you very much.
Quick year.
Quick year. It comes around quickly on us. But thank God we have done a lot of preparations. And, you know, other than the final prep now, this week coming, we're ready to go.
Out of all the events around Donegal and Letterkenny throughout the year, this is a big one, isn't it? This is the one that would excite you.
This is the big one, I suppose. Northwest and K is something similar number-wise. You know, we have in around about 1,100 participants this Sunday coming. So that includes a relay section. We have up on 45, maybe we might hit the 50 mark yet for the relay teams, which is a great addition to the event.
Before we talk about registration, Brendan, talk to me about the event details, the venue and the timing and where it's all kicking off.
Yeah, well, it all kicks off, I suppose, for us on Friday evening. We'll be looking for people locally to pick up their race pack, race number, T-shirt and so on, goodie bag. And that's from Friday evening from 6 to 7. And then on Saturday, it's from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. And then the final pickup will be the race morning, the Sunday morning, from 7:30 to 8:30. And I suppose people just be aware that the start line is about a mile from the registration at Aura Leisure Centre. So people need to allow themselves time to get from the registration to the start. As we have an earlier start this year, we're going with 9 a.m. Previous years it had been 9:20, but we've moved it now to the 9 a.m. So participants need to be fully aware of that.
In terms of registration, Brendan, I know you can register now, but can you register right up until what time that day, or is it?
The online registration is still open. It'll be open until Thursday evening, and then we will take some entries on the Friday and Saturday, but we will have no registration whatsoever on the Sunday morning.
So that's key for anybody thinking of doing it. No registration on the Sunday morning, and the event is taking place 9 a.m. and not 9:20.
Exactly. That's what we're trying to get that message out there, that earlier start time. It's not an awful lot earlier, but it's key in terms of turning up and being ready and getting to the start line on time for the 9 a.m.
When you're out and about, what's the level of interest like this year compared to other years? Or is that something that you may not know until the event?
I think it's really not something we get the real atmosphere until the day of the event. But it's always a day that when people are running the event, that their family, friends and so on come out to cheer them on. And they all assemble in Aura, then they see them finishing, taking photographs. And that's where it really sort of kicks in the atmosphere and, you know, how good an event then it turns out to be.
From the organising committee point of view, what's the key challenges?
Key challenges, both for every event, is safety first. Like we'll have about 100 marshals, you know, allocated at different points throughout the course. And the key thing is try and get all the participants from start to finish without any incidents. And we're thankful to the Gardaí and the Red Cross who help us in this matter. They sort of make sure that the event runs smoothly.
You used one word there that came to mind. You used the word atmosphere. What about the spectators? I'm sure they add to the atmosphere. And is there good spectator viewing points around the route?
There is, absolutely, and that, you know, there is key areas, the likes of the bottom of the town there at the Old Dunn Stores, where the race goes through there at a sort of mile and a half part, and then it does a loop around the town and comes back to that area again, which is around the 4 mile mark. So people, you know, can sort of see the runners going past twice. Now, we would sort of ask people to be careful if they're driving on the course, that obviously there are going to be 1,000 people out running, to be careful if they are making their way to different points, to do it early, get parked up, cheer them on, and then leave that area safely again. But the key one for most people is in around the Aura track. The runners do a final 300 metres around the track, and that's where the real atmosphere is and where the real joy is, where people are completing their half marathon and, you know, meeting then their family, friends, children, big time. You know, that's sort of where the real atmosphere is.
Wherever it's your first half marathon or your fifth, it's a big deal.
It's a huge deal because people, number one, it's a great accomplishment to do that. And there's a lot of people that do the half marathon in preparation for a marathon. So this is a good indication of where they're at in their training and where they're at. If they're thinking about doing a marathon, a full marathon, this gives them a good indication of what's involved to tackle it.
I was sitting here last year, I remembered on the Sunday when it took place, and I must have announced it 1 or 10 times. It has gone out of my head at this moment in time. Do you remember last year's one, and will that person be doing it this year?
I do. It was a Lawrence O'Neill from Strabane AC. He won in 75-18, and our female winner was Katrina Jennings, a local Letterkenny girl, and she won in 80-46. We're hoping, you know, the course record could go this year. The men's course record's 67-22. And there's a Stephen McCauley from, who's a member of our own Letterkenny club. He's running tomorrow in the Larne Antrim Coast half marathon. So if he comes out of that okay, he's thinking of taking on the Donegal half marathon then. The women's course record is held by Natasha Adams. That's 76-33. So it'll be interesting to see if we, you know, get any women of that calibre to tackle that one.
It's an annual event now. I'm not too sure how many years it's taken place. Do you enjoy organising? Do you enjoy being part of it? And I know since I joined here in Highland, I think this is my fourth time talking to you ahead of the event.
Yeah, well, it all started in 2014 where we had a full marathon and a half marathon. And that it all came about the idea of the late Desi Larkin and Paddy Hannigan having a talk. And I think it might have been after the Derry event. And they were saying, why can we not have one in Letterkenny? And Desi approached the athletic club and asked myself and Danny McDade in particular to meet him, and that's where it all sort of stemmed from. So we are going since 2014. The full marathon only lasted, I think, maybe 3 years. Numbers started to go down a little bit on the full marathon.
I think demand wasn't really there.
Yeah, I think people sort of done the marathon, been there, done that type thing, and you know, people choosing a marathon sometimes like to go away to Dublin, London, Paris or whatever. But as I was saying earlier, preparation for one of those, people like to do a half marathon. And if they get one locally, you know, that's what's shown to be popular.
You used the word there, Danny McDade. I know the Danny McDade 15K was on last week, and you have very hundreds of 5Ks across the county. You have the big one in May in Donegal, the big 10K. Would I be correct in saying athletics in Donegal is in a good place?
Absolutely in a good place, and participation in all of those events is in a good place. We did go through a little of a lull after COVID. It took a year or two to come sort of back up again. But yeah, there's numerous 5Ks. A lot of festivals, a lot of schools and that would have 5Ks.
Fit for Life as well played a part in it.
Fit for Life is the groups that really turn up to those. They do their bit of training and then they come out and challenge themselves over the 5K. And a lot of them groups now have moved on to 10K. And as you're saying, the Danny McDade 15K. And now some of them are going on to do the half marathon. And that's another reason we introduced the relay part of the event, where you have three members doing 7K each. You know, that has helped people that are doing Couch to 5K or Fit for Life. They can manage to do 7K each and be part of the overall event.
So, Brendan, just before I let you go, any key points now, even the ones that you already said? The big one for me, the event is taking place at 9:20 and you cannot... 9 o'clock, and not 9:20. I forgot one word there, not 9:20. 9 a.m. the event is taking place next Sunday.
Yeah.
And you cannot register in the morning of it.
No registration on the morning event. And we're asking people to be there early so that they can get from registration to the start line for the 9 o'clock start. And maybe just one other thing that we run alongside that as well, as has been a thing that we introduced a number of years ago, was the 1K juvenile race. We have kids races that do the last 1K of the half marathon course. That means they can come in under the finish line as well, and they get a little goodie pack for that. So registration for that will be in order as well from sort of 8:30 onwards. And that one starts around about 9:20. And that's, we have a great help with that with the Donegal Sports Partnership, and the Century Cinemas sponsor that event for us. And I suppose the other ones to mention, we have Optum that sponsor the volunteer part of the event. And we work very closely with the Donegal Volunteer Centre to recruit as many volunteers to help out on the day.
Absolutely brilliant. So, final note, all systems go.
All systems go, and this week now is just going to be getting the final preparations to be ready for Sunday morning.
And they can pick up the packs?
Packs on Friday evening from 6 to 7, and Saturday from 2 to 6, and then the final one will be 7:30 to 8:30 on the Sunday morning.